Ken Hinckley's journey has had it all. The ups.
Port Adelaide, a new record-winning margin for them in the showdown in their 150th season.
The downs.
When you put everything into something and it gets ripped away from you and it means so much to you, I can't begin to explain to you how bad that feels.
And everything in between.
I think at round three or four, I was definitely sacked. I have not signed a thing, not even a footy card.
Coming into his 12th year, can the Port Adelaide coach bring home the flag?
This club believes in winning premierships.
Please welcome to Triple M Breakfast, Ken Hinckley.
Oh, I am very, very excited. Brand new recruits, new lineup, well, partially new lineup. First game against the West Coast Eagles this Sunday, and the coach is on the line. Ken, good morning. Welcome to Triple M.
Morning, Dits. How are you?
Yeah, very, very good. How settled are you on the lineup? I know you would have already picked the team, but gee, I personally, as a fan, I found it really hard to get a lineup this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably a little more difficult for round one because we've got most of our AFL players, bar Lordy, I would have thought, available for selection. So it does give you, at this time of the year, that's when you you need to have your best depth because you know it's going to get stretched as the year goes. So yeah, it's been a bit difficult.
Asava, Radiga Lear, Brandon Zirk, Thatcher, and is it Ivan Soldo? We had Ivan Marich at the Crows and someone called him Ivan and he said, my name is Ivan. Is it Ivan Soldo? He looked good in the trial game, Ken.
Yeah, he did, and they're cousins. So Ivan Marich and Ivan Soldo are Ivan.
Okay, look out. Yeah, right. How's it been for Ollie Lord? I know the Crows had it with Riley Thilthorpe last week as well, but very, very sad to see him go down like that.
Yeah, look, it absolutely is to see any player get injured, and you know, same for any player in the league. I've been, you know, you get devastated when you see the other clubs as well, and you know, we might compete and we're fiercely competitive. But the last thing we want to do is see injuries to any of the young people playing the game. So it is a disappointing thing. But for us, in some small way, we absolutely got a surprise and a bonus after what we've seen on Saturday morning. We thought we'd lost one of our potential really good young players for the whole year. And luckily for us, it appears to be that he's dodged a bit of a bullet, and he'll be back in a pretty quick amount of time.
Yeah.
Now, they're two favourites with the fans and, you know, even as a Crows supporter, I love watching them play. Zach Butters and Connor Rosie. They're both on a sinking ship. Which one do you save?
Oh, Ken.
Oh, what a question.
I do my best work with a bucket and try and save them both.
Well, good man answer. Overboard would be Ken Hinckley, would it?
I'll take one for the team because I can't afford to lose either.
Ken Sinkley.
Oh, God. How's Charlie Dixon going, Ken? He looked a little bit proppy down at Alberton, the big fella.
Yeah, look, to be honest, Rue, I'm really happy with where Charlie's at. Look, we're really, really, really cautious with our approach to his pre-season and the way we trained him. He hasn't done the volume of work that he's done in the past. There's absolutely no doubt about that, but that's been quite deliberate. We wanted to get him through to the start of the season and knowing that his year is going to build from here. And I thought his last game against Fremantle second half was really, really good, really promising, and you know, gave us some great optimism going forward that the big fella's got a few more games left in him yet.
Yeah, good stuff. With a game like the West Coast on Sunday, everyone's expecting Port to have a comfortable, maybe big win. How do you coach for that? How do you talk to the group all week to make sure they're not complacent?
I think the most important thing for us to understand is it's round one for us, and round one for us is really, really important that we play in the right way, and we've trained all summer. We've got, you know, we had very little opposition information for round one, so that in some ways is a bit of a help for us. And we approach this first round like it's the most important game we're ever going to play, and we need to be at our absolute best. And we also know in this competition, and I love how everyone, you know, they try to make some assumptions on how where sides will and won't be. You know, they're always dangerous things to do. We've seen last night, we've seen Richmond with three players down. Probably could have sort of nearly won a game of football that no one was given a much chance in. So footy's a tough game at this level, and no matter who you play, when you play, I know it's cliche, but you've got to play well.
Yeah. Ken, what's your direction to players now with the bump after Sam Powell-Pepper? Look, he copped on the chin and knew he did the wrong thing. How are you instructing your players to play?
I just almost limit whenever you have to bump. You just choose not to, Rue. It's pretty hard because some of the clarity I was looking for with the Sam bump was And we understood that Sam got it wrong. Sam knew that himself. It was a split second decision. It's really, really difficult. Imagine you playing Ruin this day and age, and the way you have to adapt in the game. It's really, really hard for players. But basically, the instruction is Sam needs to approach that contest with no protection for himself and just cop what comes. And it's pretty hard for footballers. They've grown up being competitive, but we do understand the need to protect the head. There's so much information now that we can't ignore.
Well, we have a lot of fun here at Triple M about Port and the Crows, but Port Adelaide have got a very, very exciting football side this year. Their midfield looks amazing, highly skilled players all over the ground. If you're a Port Adelaide supporter out there and you haven't got a membership, you should be getting on board.
Get on board.
Right
yeah,
now,
definitely.
Starting this week with a good win against West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, good luck, Ken. Thanks so much for joining us ahead of the season. Good luck, and let's hope it's a big, big win on Sunday.
My absolute pleasure, guys and girls, and I look forward to chatting during the year.
Good on you. There he is, Port Adelaide coach Ken Hinckley.